Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your zhuzhiness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences. Your pleasure is yours and it comes from you. It's not dependent on your lover. Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal, and today I'm continuing on some of the themes that came up a couple weeks ago, but was all very, 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 very important. And today's focus is that of self-love, which includes self-touch, and just how important all of this is and how it's a key to everything. So let's dive right into it. The more you're giving yourself love, the more you're giving yourself loving touch, the more you want to be able to share love with the world, the more you're able to attract it into your world, into your sphere, into everything, everything you touch, everything you be, all of it. The more you feel it, the more you feel it, it just gets so amplified. All right. And this is another one of those topics and things that has been swirling around like crazy. In fact, I'm actually going to be adding a whole, I don't know how many videos it's going to be at least one really good video. but I'm having more flowing through me and into my sphere to add to the Radically Love You experience. It's just so important. It really is the foundation of all of it. I know I talk about the nervous system being the foundation because that's the foundation in that physical level and in being able to take an action kind of a way. And the concept of truly loving yourself and radically loving yourself and feeling it and being embodied in it is the foundation in that way. You know, in that way, you got to pick up what I'm putting down here. And tied into all of that is self-touch. So that is one of those things where some people are really uncomfortable. And that's something I do have to remind myself of because I am not that way. And it's so important. And I want to invite you to just be gentle with yourself with this. Being able to just hold yourself. So if you're in that place where the idea of touching yourself still feels bad, wrong, shameful, physically weird or icky or not okay, start with where you're at. I really recommend withholding yourself, doing like the self hugs, being able to start with just heart work, right? So you can just place your hand on your heart and rub your heart center and feel your heart and breathe into your heart. And then maybe do that with your solar plexus, that top part of your belly. And then be able to touch your genitals. Doesn't matter who you be, right? But being able to hold yourself there. And just breathe. It doesn't even have to be anything except for that connection. Just being able to hold yourself and just breathe. You know, so often we get so goal-oriented, or we get hung up on it's supposed to be a certain way, or we have some sort of expectation, and it's not that. This is about connecting to you, connecting to your body, feeling what any part of your body, wherever you're wanting to hold, has to say to you. So it's about just that. It's about just connecting there. And so start there. There's no pressure. Again, this is not something to force. It's not something to try to move quickly through. Again, in this society, we get so hung up on these certain goals and getting somewhere and quick fixes. And the thing is, it's really about slowing down and tuning in. And sometimes that stuff can unfold really quickly and it can be really rapid. Sometimes so much so that it's like, whoa, you know, I didn't even know this was possible. Or I didn't even know I was ready for this. But sometimes it's so slow that then we start to get impatient. And then we start judging ourselves and criticizing ourselves. And that is defeating the whole purpose, right? So you want to really go as fast as the slowest part of you in this type of a practice, in this type of exploration of yourself. And so start with just holding yourself, cupping yourself, just being with yourself. And then, yes, I would love to invite you into being able to touch and play and stroke and do all of the other things. See what parts really light you up. See what parts maybe feel numb. And going still, slowly, being patient, giving yourself grace, gentleness. And I do recommend, if you're not in a very aroused state in general, and if you're wanting to get to be a little bit more exploratory, then I do recommend having a really natural-based lube by you to be able to explore some of those sensations, because it can help amplify those types of sensations and make you not feel that pressure of being like, oh, well, my body's not responding and I'm not, you know, getting juicy enough or any of that if you're a woman. And also no pressure in any of that. But there is something to be said for how much in our society there has been like a stigma with lube, as if like it's only for super old people or something. So I just want to open the door to that, because sometimes that little bit is all that's necessary to allow some of those tissues to like feel the sensation, because they now feel safe, like they're not going to be rubbed too hard. And also still, you don't need to go rubbing yourself too hard either. But it gives that little layer of safety in that way of being able to feel like, okay, this is going to be slippy, slidey, and I don't have to worry about sticky, tacky, you know, stuck, pulling tissue, whatever, you know, any of that stuff that doesn't feel good. It kind of ruins the exploratory process. So if you're going into your own self-touch play, that is something that I recommend having accessible to you. Now, I think I'm going to be, because I've had a few requests actually, which is fun for me, because the more something comes into my sphere, the more likely I am to actually do it, because it's like, oh, here I am. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it. So if you're wanting this too, feel free to DM me on Instagram at @thecrystalfranco. But I am considering putting together some meditations, some self-guided play things for women at this moment. I might do them for men too, but at this moment I already have the women's ones in my head just waiting to be unleashed. So if that's something you would want, DM me and you'll be one of the first people to know if I do record them, and follow through on that. So there's that. All right. back to utilizing this for amplifying even the self-love. So first of all, self-love doesn't need this to be part of it until you're ready for that. You don't need to go into like, well, now I just need to explore myself and learn what I like, right? But when you're ready for that, it'll be great, because in that you're going to learn new things about your pleasure. You're going to be learning what really lights you up, what turns you on, what your body really, really likes. Because big picture, you know, no matter what, no matter if it's like within your genitals and your yoni or any of that, your pleasure is yours and it comes from you, and it's not dependent on your lover. You could have some super epic lovers, like no doubt, absolutely, who can help you really surrender and like just open up, and they can do such cool things to you. But you have to be able to be there, like you have to be able to feel, and you have to be able to even allow that to be a situation where you can surrender. You know, like, yes, somebody might be so great at evoking that from you, but it's still of you. You're still the one who is capable of surrendering to their touch and melting into their touch. And so it's never about them, really. So again, even if they're so like epic and amazing, it still comes from you. And so it's not dependent on another person. And that, I think, is really super important, because so often we not only put that pressure on them, on our lovers, we're like, well, why haven't you been able to figure this out yet? Or why haven't you been giving me all of the focus and making it work for me? But also then we make it so that we're not even giving ourselves the credit for the fact that our pleasure can come from us, and it closes us off from being able to experience pleasure in like maybe some different situations where our lover isn't doing some of the stuff that they would normally do to help, you know, expedite our own pleasure or our own orgasm. And when we can hone back into ourselves and know that we have that capacity, a lot of times we're able to do different things to evoke that from our lover and from within ourselves, to be able to still like get there and do that without it being dependent on them. I hope that all makes sense. I feel like I just rambled myself into a little circle. So moving right along, the invitation is to really own the fact that your pleasure comes from you, and that is really powerful and amazing. And so that's why the self-play is really incredible, because it does come from you and you get to learn yourself in these whole new ways. And that in turn expands on our self-love, because when we're able to gift that to ourselves and be our own best lovers, we start to radiate that on the world. Our cup's full. Our cup is full. We already feel like, oh my gosh, I'm amazing, right? Like the way you do after you have really good sex, and you're like, oh my God, you're so amazing, right? This is amazing. We're amazing, right? So when you're doing that on your own, it's like, damn, I am so good. Right? Like, I feel so good, and your body's lit up and you're turned on. Like, and I mean that in the whole sense of being turned on, not just turned on all zhuzhi juiced up, but you're on, your light is shining. And so that's what's really important, and why I wanted to combine this self-play touch with self-love, because if you can gift that to yourself, your self-love amplifies, and it amplifies exponentially. It's just, it is a quicker path. So yes, there's this, it is a journey, and we don't need to rush. And if we are gifting ourselves this, it does seem to catapult things and make things go more quickly. And again, that might not be a place where you're at yet, but if you are, bring that in right away. And if you're not, then that's totally A-okay. So the main focus then, though, becomes self-love. And how can we do that? So, of course, I have the Radically Love You experience, and it is geared towards all of this. And as I mentioned, I'm going to be adding another video to it. I do tend to add 1 to 3 videos to this program every year because little things happen and I'm like, I really want to add that to that. So once you're in, of course, you get access to anything new that ever gets added. And it's not that big of an investment either. It's a great little intro to all the things, right? And it's just such a foundational thing. You're learning to be your best lover. You're learning to combat loneliness. You're learning to rejuvenate your energy by shifting its direction in your body for a little bit. And you're dedicating that time to doing the practices and doing the stuff and having the focus of loving yourself and how much that changes the world. Like how much when we love ourselves, it amplifies everything that be us and that impacts the world. It impacts how we serve. It impacts how we show up. It just impacts the world in such a profound way. All right. So from here, though, I do want to say, like, just start slowly. And as I was mentioning in like the self-touch component of just holding different parts of your body and breathing, I am going to bring it back to that. So I recommend doing some of that, just filling those spaces with love. Literally fill all of your cells with love. Breathe it in. Breathe in all the love that's accessible to you, which is infinite. And breathe it into every single cell of your body. And breathe out everything that isn't that. And just do that over and over and over again. And then another thing is to massage it into you. This is one of my favorites, and I talk about all the time. You'll probably hear me say it again. But really, massage gratitude into your body. I loved starting doing this with my feet, and then I expanded into doing like my feet and my legs. And then, of course, when I was doing daily Abhyanga, I was doing my whole body. And so, you know, that was everywhere. And then there's times when I incorporate with just my skincare, my face routine. But just start by bringing gratitude into all of your cells as well. And through massage and slow it down, you know, really like honor your body, adorn your body and feed those cells with gratitude. Like you're so grateful for your legs. And if you are a mobile bodied person, you're so grateful for your legs because they allow you to get around. You can move around all the time because your legs allow you to do that. And even if you're slightly, you know, less flexible or immobile in that way, but they still work, like breathe in that gratitude. Let your body respond to all of that love and gratitude because your body deserves it as much as it has been through in this life. It deserves some love. So breathe that in. Do it just to your feet or just your hands or your arms, wherever feels, you know, easy to start with, especially, and then expand it into something else, into a different part of your body. Of course, going to any areas that you feel less loving towards are going to be more challenging, and still do it. Still breathe love into those areas. Still breathe gratitude into those areas. Find what and how you can actually feel that gratitude and stop yourself from any of the critical, yucky, like chatter that happens in your head when you're trying to do it and come back to gratitude. Every single time you're sitting there and you're like, okay, I'm grateful for you hips or belly or whatever it is, you know. And then the mind goes, oh, but if only, yeah, stop that. Nope, back to gratitude. As I was saying, I'm grateful for the soft skin on my belly. I'm grateful for the fact that this area has carried children or whatever it is. You know, whatever it is, I'm grateful that it has morphed in so many different ways. I'm grateful that it helps digest my food. I'm grateful for whatever. Find it. Find the things that you're grateful for and massage that or hold that or breathe that into your body. Seriously, this self-love foundation is so huge, and bringing this all back to, you know, the different themes and topics that all were circling my sphere the last few weeks. It's important for when we want to be able to have really juicy partnership and really juicy sex lives. Because when we get in our heads, and we're not in our body, but we're in our heads, and some of that's because we don't want to be in our body, right? So we get in our heads, and then we stop ourselves from being able to feel, from being able to have really good sex, from being able to be turned on and feel good and wanting and desire and feeling like we are desired. And it puts a thorn in our relationship where we sit here and question if our partner's even attracted to us, right? So we want to fill our cup, fill our tank. And when your partner's saying that you're beautiful or they're still attracted to you or they love anything it is that they're saying about you, breathe that in. Soak that up. Let that be real. You know, amplify it. All right. I think I'm off my soapbox for today. But radical self-love. Radically love you experience. If you want it, hop on crystalfranco.com. Otherwise, you know how to reach me at the Crystal Franco on Instagram. Reach out, do the things, love on yourself, and I'm sending you love too. Mwah. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at the Crystal Franco or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.